Hello again, and welcome to the Voice of Support podcast. And we're here in Issaquah and GSA Media Studios, Otto and myself. We're going to be talking to Eddie Bowers today, who is a security support engineer. He's going to tell us a little bit about how he ended up in security and the things he does on a daily basis, and give us an update on some of his current bulletins and releases that they're dealing with.
So I guess I'll talk about how I got started in the security team. I was in the IS group for a long time and was in support when Code Red hit, and at that time there was no security team, so those calls all came to the IS support group, and we kind of felt the pain for all the IS vulnerabilities there for a little while. So when they put together the PSF security team, they brought a lot of IS people over. And I wasn't in the first wave, but I kind of was in the second wave of hiring. So they brought me over because we had some kind of experience with viruses and how to deal with them and things like that. So that's kind of how I became part of that group.
So what kind of stuff do you deal with on a daily basis? Do you mostly handle support incidents, or
it's kind of a balance of a few things. We have a couple different kind of cases we take. We have what we call IR cases, or incident response cases, which are usually virus outbreaks or hacking cases. But we also support some products, so we support the Windows Server Update Services, or WSS, and we support a little bit of the Windows Update site as well for corporate customers. So throughout the day, you kind of have this swing of issues where people are just trying to deploy patches, and then the next case you get somebody's completely having a panic attack because their servers are down. So it's kind of a nice balance, actually.
Do you or anybody on your team do like on-site response as well, or is that maybe a different team that handles some of that stuff?
Well, it's actually kind of a good question, because we've just kind of started to do a little bit of that. We started doing these things that they're calling security health checks, where we, premier customers, we go to the site and do almost like a security audit type thing, where we look at a few machines and give them recommendations on best practices or issues where they may be vulnerable or where they can better do patch management or things like that.
And you're part of that team? Those people that go on site?
They pull people from our team for that, and mm-hmm. and that's still kind of early on in that process. So there's a few people. We actually kind of have like a sort of internal certification for that. So there's a few people who are trained and can go on site, but as time goes on, they're going to pull from the rest of our team as well.
Wow, that's a great service.
Yeah, it's definitely very cool. So then, do you work with the content team over here to help issue some of the security bulletins? You guys do those almost like on a weekly basis, right?
Well, it's actually, there are update or bulletins that come out within the month, but usually it's a monthly cycle.
Okay.
At first, we did start doing them weekly, but it was really too much for. We got complaints from corporate customers that they couldn't keep up with updates coming out every month. So basically, we changed to a model where they come out every month, and if there's something that requires an update that's to address some kind of new outbreak or something like that, it may come out within the month, and there'll be a security bulletin for that as well. But normally, the second Tuesday of every month is when the bulletins go out. And we do work with the MSRC, who creates the bulletins, and that's the Microsoft Security Response Center. So we are pretty much the people who proofread the bulletins, make sure that the things that the bulletin says about how an update installs is correct, We tested on our machines. We're not the only ones tested, but we tested on our machines. We verify that the files mentioned in the bulletin are accurate, and so we basically just, you know, we're kind of one of the last people who go through and make sure that all that's correct, because we're really kind of the people who get calls about the bulletins once they release.
Kind of almost like a sanity check in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned the Microsoft Security Response Center. Can you talk a little bit more about that, or maybe we can't? I don't know.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how much I can talk about them. I mean, they're pretty well known, but basically they're the group that was put together to create these bulletins, and they're the group that responds to, not necessarily virus outbreaks, but when a vulnerability is discovered or announced. They're the group that goes into action to try to investigate it and see about getting a resolution to that. And they're also in charge of the, you know, the security updates themselves being released monthly.
So is that a set of support engineers separate from your group then that does that? Or?
No, they're not really support engineers. They're
program managers.
They're really more like developers.
Yeah.
So can you give us maybe a couple of examples of some of the latest breaking news as far as some of the bulletins are concerned, and kind of what you've been seeing as of late, maybe some trends or something?
Right. So we just had a bulletin release about slightly over a week ago, and you know, usually by that Friday, like I said, it's every second Tuesday. But usually by that Friday, we can kind of see what's going on, because, you know, some releases go really smoothly, some generate a lot of calls. It varies. And in some releases, you know, we have like, you know, 4 or 5 bulletins, and some we have 15. So it varies. But this time we had 7, and we are having a couple issues, and they're not issues with any kind of regression or anything like that from an update, but we're getting some just kind of deployment issues, which seem to be popping up the most recently. It seems like the quality of our updates themselves have gotten really good, but we're still haven't perfected the detection logic and things like that. So that's still kind of the things that we still see. So like the MS-06034 that we released on Tuesday, we had an issue where the updates were continually being reoffered in certain situations, primarily on machines that didn't have IIS installed, because it's really an IIS update, but they had the configuration tools for IIS, so you can remotely administer IIS. It would offer that an update that wasn't really applicable, and since it wasn't applicable, it wouldn't install, but then we'd keep reoffering it over and over again. And so we had to change the detection logic, and I just got some email earlier that should happen today. So, you know, by the time people hear this, that actually should be resolved.
Has there ever been a security release? You had mentioned that sometimes you get calls, sometimes you don't get calls on your releases. Has there ever been a situation where you've had a release and you've totally expected calls and you'd got nothing, or the opposite, a release where you didn't expect anybody to call and you were inundated with calls?
Oh yeah, it's hard to predict where, you know, what's going to generate calls. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the one that was the biggest surprise, and this has been a while ago, it's a year and a half ago, there was that GDI Plus update, and we just didn't expect it to explode like it did, and the issue was it was very difficult to deploy, and we just didn't kind of anticipate that would be an issue until, you know, people started calling in saying, well, this is my situation and this is why it's hard to deploy, and then it kind of became obvious. But we got lots of calls on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and there's other issues where there's, you know, like a really low-level system component that we're updating that, you know, that usually makes us a little nervous, because it'll, you know, it can affect a lot of things, and, you know, we'll get no calls on it. So, mm-hmm. you can never predict it. And it's always kind of interesting to just kind of, after a bulletin release, just try to watch and see what happens.
Wow.
And, you know, and again, I was saying that, you know, we review the bulletins and we just to talk about how that works. We don't do it as a group as a whole. What happens is every month that, you know, before the bulletin is released, we, depending on how many bulletins are released, but a person is assigned a bulletin each, for each bulletin, a person is assigned. I guess that's a better way to say it. And they're in charge of the testing and making sure the bulletin is accurate. And after release, they're responsible for maintaining some internal information, like there's kind of an internal FAQ on that specific bulletin that they maintain, and they have a relationship with MSRC for that bulletin, and they make sure that if anything issues come up, they get addressed if necessary by them. And so that's kind of interesting, because you get this bulletin and you never know, is this going to be the one? Is this going to be the big one this time, or is this going to be nothing?
So one person will own that bulletin once it's released? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, they're kind of like the point person. I mean, we all obviously support them.
Right.
But, you know, if you get a call and there's some, you know, strangeness about a particular update installing or detection logic or something like that, and it's the first time you've seen it, and it's not in you know, in the KB, or it's not in the internal FAQ on that, for that update, you basically contact that person, because they're the point person, and they're getting all the information, you know, they're seeing everything for that specific bulletin, and that way they can update the FAQ or file a bug on the bulletin, or, you know, for example, like that.
Almost sounds like a subject matter expert in a way for a specific,
well, it's
specific
good. It
bulletin.
Keeps, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
That way all the information is funneled through one source, and
definitely seems to be very efficient, for sure.
Do people make fun of your name, Eddie?
yes, a little bit. I've kind of gotten used to it.
You probably get reservations pretty easily at places. Maybe.
You know, it's funny. Several years ago when I was in, was on IS team. Yeah, I think I was. No, it was before I was in IS team. I'd filed a bug on something. And it just got like handled like really quick, and I come to find out later that they thought it was the company Eddie Bowers that had discovered the bug and was complaining about it, and not just me.
So it definitely has its advantages.
Yeah.
That's great. Usually, we're always interested in the lighter side of Microsoft, so we're wondering what you do in your spare time when you're not. That little bit of spare time that you seem that you might have when you're not here in the office.
Well, I kind of have some peculiar hobbies, actually. The thing that I'm outside of work that I'm like the most passionate about is I do what is called stereo photography.
Oh.
And so it's 3D photography is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I belong to this organization. You wouldn't believe that there's a lot of people who do that, but they're real, you know, there actually is, and they have conventions and everything.
Hmm.
And I've even done a little bit of professional stereo photography for ViewMaster, which is kind of exciting. So there's some ViewMaster reels out there with mine and my wife's name on them.
They still make those?
Yes, they do. They do, and they don't make as many for like scenic attractions as they used to. Usually, they're like kids subjects, but they still do a little bit of that, and that's what we did. We went out and photographed some stuff in Tennessee for a scenic attraction.
I might email you, because that totally interests me.
That's really cool.
It is fun. I really enjoy it.
Is there a blog or something that you watch or chat with people on? Or
yeah, there's several. There's a on Yahoo groups. There's a photo 3D list, and there's a ViewMaster list, and I'm on both of those.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was there something else, or was that just the one?
Well, my other I have some little smaller hobbies. Another thing I do, and I have like lots of toys at work, and one of my toys I have is my slot car set. So I like race slot cars at work and stuff. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Set up the whole track and everything?
Like classic toys. I'm kind of into like, you know, old toys that have been around forever.
Yeah. ViewMaster. I would not have known that that was still around. I actually loved those things when I was a kid.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking with us today. It was definitely some really interesting stuff.
You're welcome.
Eddie Bowers is the hardest working person here at Microsoft, I think. It sounds like you guys are busy over there.
Oh, we are.
Until next time, thanks for tuning in.